Спасибо, уважаемый господин председатель.
Thank you very much, distinguished chair. We are referring to the following. In order to take a decision related to the confirmation of the rules of procedure with a clear understanding on how, in practice, will the rules of procedure contained in Chapter 10 will be implemented, because these rules of procedure are very vague and we need to clarify how these rules are implemented to have a common understanding here between the state's parties on how these rules of procedure are to be implemented. The Russian Federation is ready to adopt a decision that confirms the rules of procedure only if such a common understanding, the practical implementation of the rules of procedure contained in Chapter 10, is reached by states' parties. As we already said in our previous statement, we will be ready to confirm the rules of procedure after taking a relevant decision only with the understanding that these rules of procedures will be applied in practice in the following manner. That, in line with Chapter 10, non-governmental entities, the participation of non-governmental entities will be limited to being present during official plenary meetings, something that is not even mentioned in the rules of procedure contained in Chapter 10. And also, it'll be limited to the submission of working documents, something, as far as certain intergovernmental entities are concerned, is not mentioned in Chapter 10. And also, it will be limited to the possibility to make a statement in an informal manner, only once for each non-governmental entity, during a special segment that will be dedicated to such a discussion, only after states' parties conclude the discussion of all substantive agenda items on the agenda, and only in a non-politicized way. Now, on our proposal to the possibility of coming back to the discussion of this issue, we believe that we should have such a possibility, or provide for such a possibility to return to the discussion of this issue, if the common understanding that I mentioned before is to be ignored, if that situation occurs, the decision on the confirmation of the rules of procedure will lose its force, and the question will require an additional discussion, because the understanding that we do hope to achieve here will be null and void. And in those conditions, it'll be impossible to continue our work without the confirmation of the rules of procedure. And this is why we'll have to come back to the discussion of the issue once again. This is our understanding of how a decision on the confirmation of the rules of procedure